Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith. I'm Gary McCants. Tonight's guest, author and CEO, Kevin L. Timmons. Kevin is the CEO of KT Technology and Health, Inc., and is the best-selling author of Title for My Special Girl, Following God and Influencing the World. Kevin has been on the Amazon's best-selling list for the Kindle over 50 times, a teacher of 15 years, received his B.S., an education from the University of West Alabama, and his M.S. in Computer Information Systems from the University of Phoenix in Tampa, Florida. Kevin is listed in Who's Who among America's best teachers and Who's Who in American literature. Kevin, welcome to Challenges of Faith.
Well, thank you, Mr. McCants. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. First and foremost, how are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. I'm excited today. It's a great day, so I'm very excited.
Kevin, why did you obtain your BA education from the University of West Alabama?
I received a football scholarship to go to the University of West Alabama to play football, and I accepted the offer, and I started playing football at the college level.
And from there, you desired to obtain your master's in computer information systems. What made the change, if any?
Well, after graduating with my BS in education, and I was teaching at the time, and so I integrated technology in the school system by applying for a grant, a $25,000 grant, to help kids with obesity levels. And so after getting that grant, I'm the only one in my area that knew how to work the grant, the technology grant. I received the $25,000 grant. So I had to present the grant to teachers in my district workshop. And after that, I decided to go into technology and get my master's degree in information technology.
All right. We're headed into your specialties. But, you know, starting off, a lot of times people look at the physical part when we talk about from the sports standpoint and not really pay too much attention to the head knowledge as you have and as you did and as you are, especially when you talk about that computer information system. But Kevin, what are some of your specialties?
Well, programming, computer programming, system analyst, project management, database administrator. I'm like a wide range of things I can do. Very talented, God gifted me with a lot of ability.
And yes, he has, because, you know, when you look out there from a global perspective, that's all in the news, no matter how you look at it, whether you're talking about someone watching, trying to safeguard, all related to the computer world. Kevin, you've been a teacher for 15 years. Why teaching?
Because I looked up to my PE teacher, and he taught me well on the football field, and also looked up to him as a role model in my life. So after going to the NFL and with the Tennessee Titans and messing up my knee, I had to fall back on my education, and that was teaching. And I always looked up to my PE teacher. I wanted to be just like him. So after hurting my knee, I fell back into the educational field.
And through that education, trying to instill wisdom and knowledge to the individuals who want to listen and who want to apply. You're also the CEO of KT Technology and Health, Inc. What's the goal of your company?
My goal is to help my community and build from and extend my community first and start a different community. But I set it up to help people apply for different jobs and write resumes and learn how technology usage. So I created a CD to help them with a guide with 10 easy steps on how to use technology. And so they can come in and apply for a job, and they if they don't know how to use it, I have a CD and I can go over and demonstrate the steps on how to get better on a desktop.
You know, everyone can, depending, become a teacher. Everyone can, if blessed, depending, meaning a lot of individuals can start off sports-wise. You can play sports in your neighborhood, in your home, and so forth and so forth. But when it heads toward the innate desire to be able to want to help somebody move forward, especially as you're talking about trying to help individuals find jobs and so forth, where is that coming from? Where is that desire coming from as relates to you wanting to help individuals?
You know, I've always been, you know, God says, be a cheerful giver. And I always say I can always give back, no matter what it's knowledge or whatever. I want to help my community. I want to help people in my area or around the world. I'm always trying to help people. That's my first priority, just about trying to help people. And so that's why I look at it. And that's the way I get my blessings, by helping others. And I do it from my heart.
Before we head toward your book, if you sojourn backwards while continuing forward, when, while playing sports and you found yourself, unfortunately hurt, when you go back and bring it up to now, where do you see God's role in all of that, that impacted your life, leading you to where you are now?
Well, you never know what you're destined to be. You know, I thought football was going to be my way, and I was looking forward to a great career in the NFL. But God had another journey for me, and he had another way of showing me not only on the field you could do things off the field also. So now I had to go in the right direction and always try to do my best. No matter where God leads me, now I got to use my talents and on the field or off.
And listeners, you can sense and tell the humbleness of our brother Kevin at the same time. Kevin, now to your book, For My Special Girl Following God and Influence in the World. Would you share with our listeners what the book entails and why you wrote it?
It's a book of poems and by the poetry. I prayed about this book. After injuring my knee in the NFL camp in Tennessee, I was kind of down, but, you know, God had another purpose for me. And the only thing I knew about was I had a love for poetry, Robert Frost books, and I love poetry. So one particular day, five of my friends, they said I should write a book. So that was a wake-up call on that one day. So I said, let me see what it takes to write a book. So I tried, and I was very successful, and they accepted my manuscript. And after that, I've been on the bestseller list for a lot of times.
Are you able to share some of the poetry with the listeners?
If you love poetry, I always like to talk about the history of poetry. I can talk about it like this. Poetry, poetry, poetry. Poetry started back in the day. They used to write poems on Delube tablets, East Embo Clay. Number 24, 61, okay. Some poems talked about love stories, history, and mystery. The oldest poem was the Epic of Gilgamesh. That started back in 4 millennium B.C., newest poem, Kevin L. Timmons, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I believe that God made his heaven and the earth and the sea, and I hope no one never kills me. Gilgamesh's beliefs led him to his death. But I believe in my God till I run out of breath. I don't need around no clay tablets like 2461, you see. That's it right here on the radio and speak perfect poetry. My story in the form of poems and poetry, how anything relates to me. Now, are you ready for my story? Continue. Are you ready for my story? In 2004, when I walked through Haines City Hospital door, I took the elevator all the way up to the second floor. I walked in my father's room in the ICU. He had a mask all over his face. If he took the mask off, he could not breathe his air. Man, I really hated seeing my father lying down there, but lying, crying, dying in the hospital bed. These were the last words he said. He put his fist up real high, dying and crying. In the last tear dropped down his eye. Man, I really hated that, but God, bad goodbye. My father was something else, you see. He was 10 times or 20 times more than me. They called him Sarge. Every night I think about that man, he's the reason why I put my fist up in the sky and say, be strong, Kevin, and yes, I can.
Brother Kevin,
yes,
let me ask you a twofold question. One, What instilled you, apart from God, to have written those particular words?
I prayed a lot. I pray a lot. And those words just came to me like it was a flow that comes to you. So you just got to get it out on paper. Then you got to write it on down. Once God gives it to you, you got to put it down and share it with the people. But once you get that poetry flow, you know, you got to share it with others.
So you're sharing that which God has blessed you with, which is real, and that means that the individuals, whoever the listeners are, irrespective of what's going on in their life, they would either have to receive the message or reject the message or not even want to hear or understand. Is that not correlated with individuals who are communicating a poetry from a rap standpoint? What would be the difference between the individuals communicating with God, such as you just did, and without God? So what would the final listener of both messages actually receive? What would be the difference?
Well, I always say, you know, if God gives you a talent, you know, always use it and use it to your best ability. With me, the difference between rap and my poetry, I have motivational words and I have inspirational words, and it's a different flow. And this today's society is kind of different with rap music. But when God gives me something, you know, I try to apply it in that direction. Maybe it can relate to people that are going through things, and they can relate and grasp my information, and they can get better or make better choices from my book or my words. And it may help them go through anything, any challenges they may have in life, or if they're going through a divorce or even problems at home. I can try to make them smile and motivate them and get through that problem. So in today's society, rapping is kind of like, I guess they're showing a different limelight and not really, it may be true, but they always give you a picture of a different story. I'm coming with real life situations that's going to motivate you to do well and make great choices. And that's the difference.
Kevin, how will your book of poetry cause the listener to make wiser choices for their lives?
I always say Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, all things are possible. Remember, you can do it. I always say some things are just temporary. When you're going through things, lift your head up, and God always will fill your cup, and you always can go through things and make a better choice for and learn from your experiences. You always got to weigh your choices out and make a good choice or bad choices. Always look at your options. If I have a bad choice, if I go down this direction, what will be the outcome? If I have a good choice, I go down this direction, what will be that outcome? Weigh your options out and try to make the best choice that you can.
Why do you think your book is sold on Amazon as a bestseller?
Well, I always put God first, and I ask God to bless my book, for number one. I put him first in everything I do. And then now I have fans. I have people that put a book out today. It's going to be another bestseller because I like to say this: be kind, be polite, be meekful, and I have the golden rule. God will bless you for being meekful because Matthew chapter 5, verse 5 states, blessed are those who are meek, for they will inherit this earth.
So if you take a moment again and go back to your sojourn, the sojourn that you know about for your life and those individuals surrounding you that know you from the upbuilding standpoint, the individuals who have been there for with you during whatever the trials, the challenges of your faith have been. And I've heard you speak of God throughout this communication. When you go back, bringing it today, headed toward the future, irrespective of who's listening, but we're talking about for you, what role has God played in your total sojourn?
God played all of my role, because that's why I have that book, because I prayed about it and I applied myself accordingly. In my belief, I believe that God will answer my prayers and he hears my heart. I believe in biblical concepts, faith that as long as I line things up accordingly, it's going to be successful because I have a belief like that.
So God has continued to give you favor, and any individuals who are listening will know and understand, irrespective of the journey and the path that God redirected you to, he's still with you, continue to be with you, because you are keeping him first and foremost in your life. Kevin, how can our listeners contact you and purchase your book?
They always can contact me on Facebook, author Kevin L. Timmons, and they also can Google my name, Kevin L. Timmons, or they can go directly to Amazon and type in my name, Kevin L. Timmons, or go directly to Barnes & Noble and type in my name, Kevin L. Timmons, or just any book app on your phone, just put in my name or my title of my book, For My Special Girl, Following God and Influencing the World. Now it'll pop up. It will come up. The book will come up. No matter where you put any book out, it'll pop up.
Any final words for our listeners?
I just want everybody, I always try to share my book around the world, because that's the title and God says share with others. I wish you can, each and every one of you can share my book, because it will uplift people. If they're having a bad day, they'll smile. You know, I'm trying to encourage others, motivate and inspire. My book 3 is a great motivational book. No matter what you are going through, I'm trying to help you and uplift you. So there you go.
Sir, Kevin, thank you for taking the time and appearing on Challenges of Faith.
You're welcome.
Listeners, let's hear from some of Kevin's readers. Mr. Timmons has great promise as a writer, because he speaks to the heart and questions of spiritual women from a man's viewpoint. It's expected that more excellence in spelling and future books will set his writings apart, as the content is inspiring, thoughtful, and rhymes to the heartbeat and desires for a newfound love. Really enjoyed this fresh style of light-spirited poetry for advancing love. A poetic journey into the soul of a man. I pray you find and keep her, my love, eternally yours, Makita. Diana Jo Shirey, an honest read. I met the author in Orlando, Florida, where we were both promoting our books. I just got around to reading it and thoroughly enjoyed it. Very passionate and heartfelt. The writer pulls you in, felt like he was speaking directly to me. Fiona V. Tanner, gave Kevin 5.0 out of 5 stars for My Special Lady. She says, I love the book, My Future Potential, My Funny Valentine. This book inspires you to love in ways you can't even imagine. Beyond the stars, it helps couples stick together. Well, brethren, the household of faith, you heard it from those who have read. You heard it from the author. You know you should read. Apply it in your life. Grow. Be all you can be. You heard a humble person, CEO Kevin L. Timmons, the CEO of KT Technology and Health, Inc., best-selling author of title for My Special Girl, Following God and Influencing the World. You heard him say, from the heart, it's all about God. Humbly, no matter what the challenges are, challenges of faith have been and will be, favor is and from God. No man, no woman, no man, but God. Thank you for listening.